This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. According to a person familiar with the situation, President Donald Trump urged the new leader of Ukraine this summer to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats condemned what they saw as a clear effort to damage a political rival now at the heart of an explosive whistleblower complaint against President Trump. It was the latest revelation in an escalating controversy that has created a showdown between congressional Democrats and the Trump administration, which has refused to turn over the formal complaint by a national security official or even describe its contents. Trump defended himself Friday against the intelligence official's complaint, angrily declaring it came from a partisan whistleblower, though he also was not able to say who was the one who made it. The U.S. is deploying more troops to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard is ready for combat in any scenario, according to its chief commander. General Hossein Salami's comments come as the country's nuclear deal with world powers collapses, and allegations by the U.S. that Iran was behind that weekend attack on major oil sites in Saudi Arabia. Iran has denied involvement in the September 14th attack that was initially claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters clashed with police near the Tuen Mun train station in Hong Kong's New Territories on Saturday, as thousands of people in Hong Kong have taken to the streets of the Chinese territory for the latest round of pro-democracy demonstrations. The protesters began their rally Saturday after pro-China supporters tore down some of the city's dozens of Lenin walls created with colorful post-it notes on which anti-government messages have been written. The walls are named after the 1980 John Lennon Wall in communist-controlled Prague that was splattered with Beatles lyrics and messages of political outrage. President Trump renewed threats to send captured Islamic State fighters to Europe's doorstep if countries there continue to refuse to take back all of their foreign fighters.
And now we have thousands of prisoners of war, ISIS fighters that are prisoners of war, and we're asking the countries from which they came, Scott, from Europe, we're asking them to take back these prisoners of war, and they can try them, do what they want. So far, they've refused, and at some point, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you either take them back or we're going to let them go at your border.
Now, the president said Friday he's continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria, saying the U.S. had done the world a big favor by eliminating the terror group's self-declared caliphate, and it was time for other countries to step up. Now, this is not the first time that the president has chastised Washington's European allies over the issue of IS foreign fighters. Young students led a global climate strike that began with one young Swedish student, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
We demand a safe future. Is that really too much to ask?
Greta Thunberg, the Swedish 16-year-old who started the now global movement when she began walking out of school, striking every Friday, to draw the attention of adults and leaders to address climate change. At a rally in New York, she estimated 4 million people took part in Friday's action.
Why should we study for a future that is being taken away from us?
Thunberg, who takes part in the UN Youth Climate Summit, will also address the UN's Climate Action Summit on Monday. I'm Tim McGuire.
And France can also be thrown in the protest mix as protesters in the French capital are trying to revive the anti-government yellow vest movement. And in so doing, were met with tear gas from police on Saturday. Paris is under high security with thousands of police and riot gear stationed at the city's landmarks, including the Champs-Élysées, the Eiffel Tower, and Notre-Dame Cathedral. The Associated Press reports at least 39 people have been arrested. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. O-A-V-O-A.